over. It's going to take a while. But let's say now we know that we are 80% safe, like maybe there is a vaccine or maybe whatever, something happens. What is the first thing you will do?
Well, the same as with my sets, I actually never planned anything in my life. Like quite early on in my life, I've learned that not a single plan ever works out. So I have like a general idea or direction for things. But for me, it's really hard to visualize this like one thing and then to just go for it. And it's the same for this. I can't give you an answer because I'm living in the present moment. So right now, I can't, you know, foresee the future. I can't tell you how I will feel when everything is over. And I have the feeling that this crisis is way too long already. So I can't even visualize the moment when, you know, someone would go out on TV, let's say Angela Merkel or whoever is the president. Now it's over. We go back to normal. You don't have to wear your masks. You can hug whoever you want. You can have parties, all the clubs are back, all the concerts are back. Right now I cannot imagine this happening. And I'm really sad that I cannot imagine it. But yeah, it is what it is. Once this moment comes, I will probably see how I feel. I don't know. I can't tell you how I'm going to feel when this is all over.
I just hope once this moment comes, you will actually get the gig somewhere and I can actually go and see you.
Of course, I miss playing and I miss... I hope that one of my first gigs will actually be in Panorama Bar in Berlin because I play there quite a lot in the last years. And in the last few years, I play there like 4 or 5 times a year. And these were always like, this is the place where I really feel like relaxed and at home. And the response is always great. And my sets are always like unexpected and they're always good somehow. And I would like to play in one of those places that feel like home. So either that or Belgrade, like 2044 or drugstore. That's what I would like. Hi, it's Tiana T and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Huh. You are still listening to Give Me a Beat. We are actually already half an hour over 2 hours. It is an exciting Christmas show, I really have to say. I even enjoy re-listening to the conversation that I had with Tiana. I also can't wait until COVID-19 is over so that actually I can organize myself and get to either Berlin or Belgrade to listen to next of her sets. In the meantime, I realize why tonight's show is even more special. There is something really amazingly happening on our skies. So for all these astronomy nerds out there, it is actually the moment when two planets that are really far apart, Saturn and Jupiter, and I think between them there is around 700,000 kilometers. They are actually going to look very close. They will be coming into conjunction. Conjunction between these two planets is usually happening every 20 years. So the last one was in 2000. But every conjunction is a little bit different. And this one that we will have on 21st, around 5 p.m. Central European time, is actually very close one, and last time that happened is 1623. The next conjunction like this will be only happening in 2080. So if you have a chance, if you haven't seen it today, because my show will be played at 10 o'clock in the evening, and I'm for sure going to watch this through some different online projects. I think even NASA will show this. But if you missed it, I would suggest that you check it out because this is once in a lifetime experience and it's very exciting. This actually event is called Christmas Star, when these planets actually are so close that they look as one big star and it's happening just before Christmas. I don't know, but this month means something. And for me, I'm going to leave it with a positive thing and say this means that pandemic will soon be over. That being said, I'm at the end of tonight's show, but don't worry, there is still quite a lot to go. What I decided to play in tonight's show for you is actually the event that happened just recently. It's the event where Tiana played, of course, United We Stream, Lockdown Edition 22. It happened on the 25th of November, and I absolutely loved it. So I decided to leave you with 1 hour with Tiana sessions for your listening pleasure. United We Stream is a very important initiative. It's actually an initiative that supports the clubs and artists and organizers that had to close the clubs in Berlin due to coronavirus pandemic. So if you tune in for one of these sessions, what you will get is actually the possibility to see the live streaming from the empty club directly to your living room. So you can dance your ass off like you are there. You can even invite your friends on a Zoom and dance together with them. It is actually quite a cool experience, even though it is not the same for the DJs, as we could hear from Tiana during an interview. So I will actually share with you also later on my Facebook page the link to the whole stream, and you can check it out, and not just this one, but other streams as well. With this, I'm going to wish you a good night. You were listening to Gimme a Beat. My name is DJ Baby Monster, and this is, of course, Radio Laura. In tonight's show, we were focusing on TNT, and I hope you really enjoyed a very intimate interview and lots of good music. Hopefully, the next time when we hear each other in January 2021, the situation is going to be a slightly different considering pandemic. In the meantime, I'm wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned and enjoy a little bit more of the good music that I will play for you now.
right. You were meant for this. You were meant to serve me.
Thank you.